On Sunday, September 4th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl presents bassist, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, and club owner Richard Buona. Join us as we discuss a little bit of Richard Buona's career and find out what it's like to be involved in a club venue. That's Sunday, September 4th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. Listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program, and our guest for this evening is bassist, vocalist, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist Richard Buona. Stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl, coming up now.
Me, I want some sugar in my bowl. On my clothes, maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar. My
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Of course. All right. My name's Joyce Jones, and I'm on the line with...
Richard Bona.
Richard Bona, thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl.
Thank you very much.
I am calling you because there's a lot to talk to you about. I sort of want to start off with the beginning, but I'm going to start off with the recording, the release that came out. Well, I just found out it's not quite here in the States yet. It came out in the summer.
Yeah, it came out June 24th, but released here in the States September 16th. And the tour starts. The physical record will be at the concert at every show where we'll be performing. Boston, Washington, LA, Seattle, and Monterey will have the physical record there. But I think the digital record will be available, I think, on the 16th, September 16th.
Wonderful. Now, just to also make clear, we are talking about Heritage. That is Richard Bona's latest release with Afro-Cuban band, was it Mandacan?
Cubano.
Yes, Mandacan Cubano. Do you want to tell us about the band?
Well, the band is all based in New York. Most of these guys are pretty much known in the jazz and Latin scene. So I put this band up here in New York, but they all come from a Latin background. Most of them are Cuban. I have two Venezuelans in the band. I have one Mexican on trombone. So that's what Mandacan Cubano is. And Mandacan, why? It's before Africa got colonized, there used to be a huge empire there, and those were the Mandacan. Yeah. So that gives you a frame of what are the meaning. So Mandacan Cubano, what is Cubano also? What we call Afro-Cubans is 500 years heritage of music. It's a mix of Spanish, mix of Chinese slaves, mix of African slaves, and also natives, Indian, because, you know, before the Spanish got to the island, there were people on the island, living on the island.
Right.
Even if we never hear about them. And when you look at instrumentation, I would say, you know, what people are using, I don't need to read a history book. You know, I could see through the instrumentation every contribution. Because mm-hmm. when you look at the piano, when you look at the trumpet, it all came from Europe. When you look at other instruments like hand drums, like congas, bongos, batas, they all came from Africa. You look at the maraca, that's not African. Maraca's not European either. So who plays maraca? Indian. You know, right there that, you know, everyone kind of contributed to in the making of this, what we call today Afro-Cuban music. That's why I call the record Heritage, because it's a world heritage, I think.
Excellent.
Un solo golpe na man. Yeah.
To provide the names of some of the participants?
Oh, yeah. I got a great, great piano player from Santa Clara, Cuba, Osmani Paredes. I got Luisito Quintero on timbales from Venezuela. I got Roberto Quintero on congas, guiro, and all other stuff. And I got another trumpet player from Cuba also, Dennis Hernandez. I got a drummer, originally from Cuba also, Ludwig Afonso, and a trombone player from Veracruz in Mexico. And his name is Ray Alejandre. That's the cast. Amazing, beautiful, wonderful musician.
You're going to be at your club, Club Bonafide. How do you pronounce it? Do you say Bonafide or Bonafide?
Bonafide.
Okay.
Why you think Bonafide?
Because I've heard other people say it that way. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from.
A bunch of French.
Okay, then.
Calling my club Bonafide. What the hell is wrong with these people?
So, you're going to be at Club Bonafide in September?
Right. September 9th and September 10th.
Okay. And there will be recordings available at Club Bonafide.
Oh, yeah. We got the CDs available, and we celebrating actually our first anniversary. You know, the club is 1 year old on September 9th and 10th. So, it's a very significant both days. And we're here, and I'm really happy. This is a year. A year already passed by. So, it's a good thing. You know, it's always hard. I'm traveling a lot, trying to run the club when you're not around. It's not an easy task. So when you're able to last a year out there, you know, things are a good thing.
Thank you. di ba di ba ka la lo ba jani mona sima ko jongele di tonde la tuvo ne de ya ipo wenge otimbi ku samba ko kaka soka ko wenge une yonge tuvo munanga ne de de.
That leads me to one of the questions that I had about Club Bonafide. Why did you decide to join forces with Laurent D'Antonio?
D'Antonio, yeah. We're music lovers. I just thought, when you look at the shape of all clubs here in New York City, there are not places anymore where young musicians can develop, where we could develop young musicians or young bands and stuff. Nothing against the popular clubs. But I know who's going to play at the Blue Note next year. I know who's not going to play there.
Wow.
So I think having something different where we can see a young musician that can come and develop and keep their dream alive is a good thing. And I'm a music lover and I always wanted to do it. You know, people mention, man, why your club is such a nightmare and all this thing. You know, yeah, of course, I know that. I knew it from the start. I know it's not something new to me. Like I didn't know it would be difficult. I know it's difficult. If I just wanted to make money, I could have just bought a condo. And rent it, right? But that's not my goal. The goal right now here is to, you know, people forget, in order to have Herbie Hancock or Ron Carter or Chick Corea, they were brought in a place where they had a platform. They were brought up a platform where they developed them. Not only live, on radios and all this thing. Now we don't have radio, we have nothing. What's left there? So we could still, I have no reach into to radio, but at least I know I have a reach into making a difference and having a place where people can come and play, and that's what we did.
So how do you decide who's going to come and play there?
Well, somebody booking.
Okay.
Somebody's booking them here. It's not me. I don't book them.
Okay.
That's somebody else's gig. That's not my gig.
Okay.
I don't serve cocktails here. I don't book here. I don't, you know.
Okay.
You never know. It may happen. If it comes hard, comes to hard, you know, I may be down here doing the sound and serve some cocktails. But you don't want to drink my cocktails. Trust me, man.
There's one thing I didn't mention, though. You have two sets that you're doing on the 9th and 10th. You're doing 7 p.m.
and 9:30, I think. 7 and 9 or 7 and 9:30? I don't know. I know I'm doing two sets.
Yes. 7:30 and 9:30.
There you go. See? Keep telling you.
Excellent. That is something definitely to look forward to. September 9th and 10th, 7:30 and 9:30 at Club Bonafide, which is at 212 East 52nd Street.
52nd Street in Manhattan.
That's
you can't miss it.
That's
it's going to be hot and sexy. You can't miss it.
You have food, too, so.
Yeah, we have light food. Good. But mostly we got music.
That's
good
it.
Music.
Matumba, Niponani Nimbane, Embulin was a polima topotomunya. Nipune matumba, Niponani Nimbane, Embulin was a polima quala topunya. Ibulampino, Nifavada Nima, Ibulivino, Lupangi, so mandama suto malad. Ibu lambindo ne baba dantima, ibu di bignon lo bangi viso manda maso to maladi.
Tata nu ya pondena, tata nu pe ya pondena, tata nu ya pondena, tata nu pe ya pondena. Aluku ya seka na mwine munate Denge na la pende kwa binyon Siti balanyo Aluku ya seka na mwine munate Denge na la pende kwa binyon Siti balanyo
tomba de ponda niente mbafe lembole wase mole makwala to bunya bonne ma tomba de ponda niente mbafe lembole wase mole matopo to bunya ibola mbino ne baba dantima ibodi binyo no bangi biso manda matuto maladi.
Tatanu ya pondena, tatanu ya pondena, tatanu ya pondena. Alukunya singa la moyi ne munati, nenge na la pende ba binyo si ti balanju. Aluku ya singa na moyi munate, nenge na la bende kwa vinyo tibala. Sele somba li upangise, tina la lomba, tibole pemo masoma, nyola mabola mabo. Gambi esi masese, tomo tombosa, na sengi pona mbiye fai, awa tika mbiyo. Sele somba li pandise, tina la lomba, tibole pemo masoma, nyola mabola mabo. Gambi esi masese, tomo tombosa, na sengi pona mbiye fai, awa tika mbiyo.
Sengindutu nawa maladi, nawa munyenge nyula mabola meno murino. Na wodi wasanjo malambo di bodi bueno wala. Na timbiso na puna sombo di bingyo malambo. Na malande, na malande, no, no. Na mungele posti na bono minya mabwa Ulangwa miyangu na mitande mambale Unini wenye minya mabwa momito mbipasa De wala wangu imalumi ya wamasuma Na malande, na malande, no, no Na malande, na malande, no, no, no. Ndobo na malande, ndobo na malande, no, no, no. Ndobo na malande, na malande. Thank you. kosi na bono minya makwa ulangwa myango mina mitande mambale kunini wenge minya mambwa mo mitumi pasa jogo bala wanti mano minya wamasofa una malande na malande ni no no na malande na malande no 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 tutto il mondo na malandi na malandi no 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 na benamitele na benamitele
Now we're going to go all the way back to to the beginning of your, well, not the very beginning, I guess. Well, your birthday. We share the same birthday, October 28th.
No.
Yes, we do.
Really?
Yeah. It's also the same day as my mother's birth. So
wow.
You're in good company. And Andy Bay. Andy Bay has October 28th as well.
Only the best people, I'm telling
That's
you.
That's it. And you were born in Cameroon.
That's right.
Could you pronounce the name of the place? Because I don't want to mess it up.
You already did. I was born in Minta.
Minta. Minta, Cameroon. And how was that as far as music? How did that influence you?
Well, I grew up surrounded by musicians. You know, mm-hmm. my mother, my grandfather, you mm-hmm. know, I was just born happy to be surrounded by musicians. And when you surround a kid with fishermen, chances are he may be a good fisherman too.
Right.
So I was just surrounded by musicians. I just started to bang on a balafon that my grandfather made to me when I was 3 years old.
That's and, what I was going to say. I heard that you started on balafon.
Yeah, that was my first instrument. And by the age of 5, I joined the band, the church, in a village. We had this amazing band that did ceremonies and played in church. So they got me in the band when I was 5. Mm-hmm. And I just kept on going. That was it. And then I went to play organ for a few years, did a guitar. And then one day I heard a record by Jaco Pastorius. Portrait of Tracy. And I fell in love with it. And I started to play bass. Thank you.
silencio, por favor, you dig?
Thank you.
So little by little, then I moved to France after my father passed away. And then I spent about a little less than 5 years in France. Then after that, in France, I kept meeting this great American musician like Mike Stern, mm-hmm. Mike Breaker, or Joe Zawinul.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them kept telling me, man, you need to come to New York, man. You need to go to New York. You need to go to New York. And then one day, they didn't renew my equivalent of a green card, my residential card in France. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is I got an occasion here to go to New York now. And then I told my sister, you know, I'm going to New York for 2 weeks. And that was 94. And I never came back. Waiting for me. So I came for 2 weeks and I'm still here. 22 years now. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Thank you for staying. Okay, why don't you run down the list of instruments that you play?
It's going to be too long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I play mbira. I play balafon.
You still play balafon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't go away. It's like a bicycle.
Okay.
Just because you didn't ride a bicycle over 20 years, when they get you over, you know, you calibrate the thing. Next thing you know, you roll it.
Okay.
And I used to make this beautiful bamboo flute and also with papaya.
Oh.
I used to make flute with those too.
Wow.
And I play piano, I play guitar, I play bass,
mm-hmm.
I play saxophone,
mm.
I play percussion, you know, hand percussion. If you call, you know, I'm learning sitar now. As you can hear on this new album, I play the sitar. I'm like sitar beginner.
Okay.
When I like something, I just start playing it. Matanga means the steps. Yeah. And in Matanga, I'm playing the sitar.
Oh.
Check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Di wanje lo dangwa neno dinalam bunya bambale boni sise ya mile mama andando lo nitu bapende mila lo puri chandise yo bangila o si singa shiri na binde babo Yibola takise ebane bato Esendutu matanga we ya londo bobe Amunjami mulema mumbande nyolango Yene pasa bobe e yaki sanende Bukate unyawa dinalam Mile mandando bosambo bosipoti pena Lopuri jandise yobangingi Osipela sheri na binde babo Yebola takise bane bato Esendo tu matanga we ya londo bwe ana ile ipo mulema mumumbande nyolango bobo vala na itopo ende kato na itopo Esendo tu matanga we ya lambo bwe ana ile ipo mulema Mumbande nyolango
About this old electric sitar. You know what? Let me play some sitar now. But that's a hard instrument, trust me. That's one instrument that is kicking my butt. But you know, I was able to record. I pulled out something out of it, you know.
What's difficult about it? Trying to find the keys for it, or just physical playing of
that
it?
That instrument, I don't know who conceived that instrument. I think he wasn't okay. Just the conception of it is fucked up. Man, it's one mess of instrument, huh? It's like, man, you know, even the bending and everything, sitar is out there. Trust me. What you think? I'm not playing. I play. I don't care. I love challenging myself doing things, you know, just for myself, just for fun. Now I don't play violin. People go, also, man, is there any instrument you don't play? Yes, there are a lot of instruments. I don't play bassoon.
Okay. Actually, what kind of saxophone do you play? You said you play saxophone.
Alto, baby.
Okay.
The real saxophone, baby. Charlie Parker.
Well, Charlie Parker's birthday just came and passed. It was Monday, so.
Yeah. Monday, yeah. Yeah. And Bird was the man.
Bird lives. Have you recorded playing alto?
Recorded? No. But yeah. Play jamming with people sometime.
Why not?
I should do that. You know,
you should
even
do
trumpet.
That.
I should pick up trumpet again and just jam. But, you know, it's been a long time, you know, I don't go to jam session. Yeah, I love to, but so many instruments. I have no time now.
Okay.
Yeah, writing records and taking care of the recording studio. Because I have two recording studios today.
Really?
Now I have a club, too.
Where are your recording studios?
I have one in Brooklyn and one Hanson Place on the clock tower.
Okay.
And I have another one in Paris.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a big studio in Paris that I put in my house there.
And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. What you're listening to in the background is Mike Stern. That's from Who Let the Cats Out. The name of the tune is Language. And our featured guest for this evening, Richard Buona, is on vocals and bass. Mike Stern is a guitarist. This is a 2006 Heads Up International release. And before that, we heard Mantanga. That is from Richard Buona and Mandecan Cubano. It's release Heritage. It will be released later this month by the 16th. And that is a Q West Records release. And it features Richard Buona on vocals, bass, guitar, whatever else he felt like playing. Mandecan Cubano features Osmane Paredes on piano, Luisito Quintero on timbales, Roberto Quintero on congas and percussion, Dennis Hernandez on trumpet, Ludwig Afonso on drums, and Ray David Alejandre on trombone. Before that, we heard Punk Jazz and Jaco Speaks, the voice of Jaco Pastores, from Jaco Pastores Big Band, Word of Mouth Revisited. That's a 2003 Heads Up International release, and the featured bassist is our guest for this evening, Richard Buona. Before that, we heard Portrait of Tracy from Jaco Pastores, his self-titled release, 1976 Columbia Records release, Jaco Pastores electric bass solo. Before that, we heard both from Scenes from My Life, Columbia Records, 1999. We heard Na Mela Nde and Tipita. Before that, we heard Cubanado, and that is from Heritage, the Q West Records release that will be released later this month. Before that, we heard Joko Joko, also from Heritage, Muntula Moto, and this is also from Heritage, Richard Bona and Mandican Cubano, their latest release. And we started off the program with our theme, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl, Nina Simone from Sugar in My Bowl, the very best of Nina Simone, 1967-1972. This is an RCA BMG compilation. The song was originally released in 1967. Stay tuned for On the Bandstand with our associate producer, Hank Williams, right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org, on the web.
Good evening, jazz fans. This is Hank Williams, and welcome to On the Bandstand for September 4th. This segment features aerial listings of Sugar and My Bowl guests, so you can see them live. And this week's show features electric bassist and vocalist Richard Bona. You can see him at Club Bonafide on September 9th through 10th with Mandican Cubano. And right now, we have more music listings for you. Pianist and keyboardist Mark Carey hosts the Harlem Sessions at Ginny's Supper Club on September 9th and 15th. Dr. Sam Wayman will be at B.B. King's on September 9th for a DVD release party for the documentary film The Amazing Nina Simone. Trombonist and seashellist Steve Turay leads a quintet in a CD release party at Smoke from the 9th to the 11th. Saxophonist Billy Harper is at Birdland from the 13th to 17th with the Cookers. Blues vocalist Alexis P. Suter will be in Flemington, New Jersey at the Central Jersey Jazz Festival, and that's on the 16th. low brass specialist on tuba, Joe Daly, is at Terra Blues with Hazmat Modine on the 17th. Bassist William Parker has free outdoor daytime performances at the Lower East Side's Children's Magical Garden, and that's at 129 Stanton Street on September 17th and 18th. Go to artsforart.org for details. That's arts with an S, for art.org. Pianist Vijay Iyer will be at the Jazz Standard on the 20th with the Andrew Hill Legacy Project. Finally, drummer and percussionist Bobby Sanabria is at Kitano with Gene Marlowe's Heritage Ensemble on the 21st. That's all for this week. If you missed anything, you can see our listings on the blog. Go to sugarinmybowl.org and click the link for the blog, where you'll also find reviews, features, and jazz news. And Sugar is spelled S-U-G-A. If you're on Twitter and Facebook, look for us there too. Playlists and audio from this and previous shows are also on the website. If you like what we do, please help WBAI stay on the air by pledging whatever you can and consider becoming a WBAI buddy with a monthly pledge. See the Support WBAI link on our website for details. This is Hank Williams signing off. With our bi-weekly schedule, we're off the air next week, but we'll have updated event listings online and be back on WBAI on Sunday, September 18th. Either way you connect, we'll see you next time on the Bandstand.
Your mama. Hi, this is Roy Ayers. When I'm in New York, I listen to WBAI 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
Itande punya bon sona munya nasango. T tete lo ba mon ta body ba pon sima dinje ta bobe etu malon to mimbu nimba nipon na nyango mi titi pembu ba kidu Guaguba, when the moon is a muddy bongo, when the one is penya, penya na tena wokoba. Lo sento lambo wenge, lo mende singa miango. Abona yuma lo sengi pon Nimba, nipon na Nyango mititi bembo pa Chidu Nimba, nipon na Namala, nimba na Uumba, olunge piso Tete mona sori benga Mamba Dinyaka na manyolo lendendolo Mamba Ben beje di bamwene kumbomba Mamba Bimene leye biso lambo nyuku Kutura lala kuro Ndari timbiru Kutura lala kuro Kutura lala timbiru
one instrument we didn't discuss, and that's singing, your vocals.
Oh, I didn't even mention the singing. Do I sing?
When you're recording, you generally, what, you do overdubs and what have you, I take it?
Yeah, I do overdubs, yeah. When, especially when it comes to vocal and stuff. Because, you right. know, I mean, I play all those things together, you know mm-hmm. when I'm writing, I'm mm-hmm. playing and singing at the same time. But when we start recording, I love to record separately, you know. Because mm-hmm. I'm also the engineer of the record, if you look. I'm the one
right.
who was the engineer of the record myself.
I noticed that.
I mixed it myself.
I noticed that.
It's So, yeah. So I have to be, you know, really like, I have to do it right.
Yeah.
I put the vocal, take the bass, put it aside, and just sing. I don't do both together same time, no.
Okay.
Sometimes I would do it, but as a reference, then replace it after, as the process of recording is going forward.
That's actually one of the things that I find really exciting about your vocals, the harmonies. What is it? You just, okay, that sounds good. I think I'll do that. How do you, what's the process? How do you decide?
Harmonizing is just something that comes naturally to you.
Okay.
It comes naturally to me. You know, I grew up with singers. My mother's a singer, my grandfather's a singer, so I just grew up harmonizing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so when we sang, we just harmonized naturally. It's not how do I harmonize. It just comes naturally to me. Like when I started playing guitar, I was already playing balafon for so many years. So what you call a chord, like a minor chord or a major chord, I didn't know the name, but when I heard it, I knew music was coming to me as colors or frames. You see what I mean?
Sure.
I would see like a rectangle, I would see a square, I would see, I know this chord, this is the chord that I'm hearing right now. But I couldn't tell if it's a diminished chord, if it was a minor chord or major seven chord, but I knew instantly as a kid already. Any chord you play, I could play it instantly. I just didn't know what would be the name of this.
Right.
I had music like in a frame.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard it, I could follow the thing, I knew what people were doing, but I just didn't know the theory of it.
And I remember reading that about your exposure to music, that it's something that it just came to you, you grew up with it, it was surrounding you. You didn't exactly have formal training coming into the music. And that is the way that a lot of our great musicians have learned, you know, they didn't go to college.
Because music came to, you know, I couldn't run away from music. Music came to me.
Right.
I didn't go out there looking to be a musician. That wasn't my goal. I just, anywhere I went, music was always there, almost like telling me, listen, kid, you can't escape, okay? This is what it is. And once you taste me, you have no patches. It's you know, when you get like, you quit smoking, people are like, you know, music is the most addictive thing in the whole world, you know? You know, people start doing cocaine, they quit. They start smoking, they quit. Once you start playing music, you are messed up for the rest of your life. There won't be no doctor, there won't be no patches. Nah.
Did you try to do something other than play music, now that you say that?
Yeah.
What?
I play more music.
Oh. So you weren't trying to be an accountant or anything?
Accountant? I like that. Accountant. You hire me as an accountant in your company. You know, it's grand closing next week. I never did. No, I never did. And that never even crossed my mind. I never closed any door. You know, you never know. You know, I'm always open. Fortunately, that never happened.
Okay, good.
Oh, unfortunately, that never happened.
So you worked with Joe Zawinul. Actually, as I hear it, Portrait of Tracy sort of led you to Jaco, which sort of led you to Joe Zawinul somehow.
Yes. Yeah, that was my first record that led me to jazz music, basically. You know, when I heard Jaco play, I was like, wow, I want to play bass just like this. From that record, that led me to Joe Zawinul. From Joe Zawinul, that led me to Ben Webster. And then my whole thing started to grow up, but that all started with Portrait of Tracy record.
So how was it for you working with Joe Zawinul?
It was fantastic, you know. Richard Bond is somebody, you know. He's a badass man, you know. The kid is just gifted, man. No, I'm doing my job.
I hear.
You know, let me tell you something. No, it was great. You know, Joe was not only being a great mentor, was an amazing band leader and most of it, amazing friend. And I really miss him. And I tell you, you know, I always say one thing, you know, the more we embrace the difference, the more we let the tolerance come to our heart. And people that taught me the most, it were people that all came like from very different places. They came from Europe or from here. So, you know, I kept telling people, you know, make sure you embrace the difference there. Don't fear the difference.
Right.
Embrace it because that's where we get to learn the most, you know. Somebody who was born in my village, who speaks the same language, who eat the same food, who, you know, he ain't got nothing to teach me. Maybe just a little tiny little thing. But, you know, when I cross and go to Japan, even eating, the guy in Japan would tell, oh, Richard, let me teach you how to eat with chopsticks. If I went to Europe, let me teach you how to eat with a spoon or a fork or something. And I would teach them also how we eat. How do I wash my hand? How do I eat the fufu? And how do I eat the klingon? All those
things.
That is music right there to me.
What most especially did you learn from Joe Zawinul?
Everything, man. I am Mozart. So. Joe Zawinul, what do you think about Mozart? I am f***ing Mozart. So, I learned a lot from Joe, you know, in terms of leading a band, in terms of writing songs too, and in terms of leading a life of a musician. Talking about somebody who lives like a musician life. From back then with Cannonball to, you know, Ben Webster, Dinah Washington to the Weather Report, you know, where can you learn, you know. And I tell you, I learned from all those people, you know, not only Joe, you know, I learned from Harry Belafonte, for example. That was my other gig here. I was his musical director for 2 years. That's another gig where I started to kind of get my head into the music business too. And that was my introduction to music business. I started to learn. So I learned from the best people. Now I'm with Quincy Jones and I'm still learning because, you know, I never want to feel like I know anything because I know that I don't know. Because in music, the more you know, the less you know.
What are you doing with Quincy Jones?
Quincy's my manager.
Okay.
And I've been surrounded with good people, I have to say, since I moved to New York. And I'm a real student of music and a student of life. Every time I get a chance to learn some, you know, I just let that door open and learn whatever I can learn.
I noticed one of the other people that you played with, and very recently as well, Pat Metheny.
Yeah, that's another one. Pat Metheny, guitar player, talking about legendary guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Metheny or George Benson that I record with, or Mike Stern. Or
yes.
I've been blessed, you know, playing with some of the best musicians of our era. And with somebody like Pat, one thing with Pat, I saw working with him in the studio and traveling with him, you know, I came to learn how meticulous, you know, the recording process can be, and he takes it pretty far when it comes to make a record, and that was a good school too.
Well, I see you also played with one of my buddies, Morley.
That bird over the ocean sees a shadow big and strong. No, it's not an illusion. She's been up there for so long. Swoop like an arrow, like a jet plane, like a dream. Sing, she is singing, and she's singing right through me. She said, child, your voice is the sound wave of your soul. Listen carefully to what you know. As I learn, one by one, so high, the ones I love take to the sky. When it comes my time, will I leave a trail of light? My soul over the ocean will see its shadow big and strong. No, it won't be an illusion, 'cause I'd have been up there for so long. I'm gonna swoop like an arrow, like a jet plane, like a dream. Forever be singing like she's singing straight to me. She said, child, your voice is the sound wave of your soul.
Morley, I don't call her Morley.
Oh, what do you call her?
Polakeo. I gave her an African name.
Oh. Well, what does it mean?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Let's not make this public. A very, very good friend of mine. Very good. She's my sister. I get sick, you know Molly's going to be there.
No.
Anything happen to me, Molly's the first one there.
Yay.
She's like my, she's my sister from another mother.
She's good people.
She's beautiful. I love
she
her.
She is beautiful inside her. And out.
Yes. She is an amazing musician, amazing,
yes.
Amazing musician. She's great.
Thank you.
I see you also worked with another one of my buddies, Mino Sinilu.
Man, you have a lot of buddies, you. I think I recorded Mino's first record.
That's right. You are correct.
Right? It was his first record,
you
right?
You are correct.
With Mitch Stein on guitar or some. Yeah, great, great musician too, you know. Mm-hmm. Man, you got some good buddies.
Yeah, good people.
Yeah.
Have you been able to play with him since then, or that was it?
No, we did that. We did a few shows. No, we never play again together.
Okay.
Since we did that record.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know. Is he still in New York? Or?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time now.
He's here. The songs that you chose for this latest release, how did you decide what was going to be included?
Well, I write music or put albums together, so I'm almost like writing a story, you know. Mm-hmm. When I decided to put Bilongo on a record, it's not the most popular Cuban standard or the most, you know. It's just because there's a story behind it. First time I went to Cuba, when I got out, I got pulled out by the customs.
Mm.
And the guy recognized me. And that night, the custom guy took me out, and he's a bongo player. He took me to this place with live music,
mm-hmm.
and he called me to jam, and they started playing Bilongo. So that was like my welcoming song into Havana. So I decided to put it on the record, and wrote and changed the lyrics a bit.
di bemba la buona batumbenge ento po singa bwegita ma bola ma buma mbido pe mo pe mende nika monde kanga munyenge tumba joana joa inne la pana pande konta dinne la pana. Se le va un enniveno.
I made some joyful lyrics to it in telling my arrival to Havana when I got there. So that's how I would choose a song, because there is a story behind it, and the project being an Afro-Cuban project, and you know this song will be part of it.
Very nice. Yeah. Is there any other song you want to tell me about on the record?
Yeah.
This stands out for you.
The first song is the part of the Mandekan singing their departure to an unknown place, which is when you hear that a cappella song. So when they took those slaves out of their villages and packed them in a boat, and I'm trying to simulate what they were singing. And at the end of the song, when you're listening to the end of the song, it's kind of an anger. If I can express some of my anger, it's like after all these years, here we are. We still don't understand each other, you see? And after this beautiful, long, and suffering, here we are, and we still don't understand each other. Mm-hmm. We're still building walls. We still have an embargo in Cuba going on. Even if we keep saying, oh, it's going to be better, it's going to be better, but the embargo is still there. I hope. I'm not a big guy in this country. I hope the president, before the president leaves office, that could be a great thing, and leave that embargo and get people out of this unnecessary suffering.
Hear, hear.
Mutu moto anya ako kikoloba ezali ya solo na yebite Afrika oke wapi ezali ya solo na yebite Afrika oke wapi
na loba akalinga late na loba akalinga late na loba akalinga late.
Is a Lia solo, na yevite, Africa, oke wapi, is a Lia solo, na yevite, Africa, oke wapi,
inyanzo eko zala malamu kobangate.
Mutu moto anya ako kikoloba,
yona zali kosolate, bana Congo. Ndeko nanga yewe pasuka.
Ezali ya solo na yevite,
na yevite
Afrika. Oke wapi? Ezali ya solo na yevite,
na
Afrika. Oke wapi?
Now you were referring to Akalingalate.
Akalingalate. So the whole record is all stories like that, and where when I'm singing the last song, which is Kwasinga, you know?
Oh.
The last song is called Kwasinga.
So when we see you at Club Bonafide, you're going to tell us the stories that accompany these songs, yes?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to hearing those stories.
Oh, so you're coming?
I plan to be there.
Oh, okay.
It's been a long time since I've seen you live. The first time I saw you, it was on Broadway at a museum, I think it was. And you were wearing an orange shirt, and you didn't have locks at that time. Your hair wasn't locked.
Oh, my God. A long time ago. Yeah. A gig at a museum on Broadway in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was over there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. Oh,
yes.
Are you going to be able to recognize me?
I think I will.
Man, I look like I swallowed Richard Ball back then. Now I look like I swallowed that Richard Ball that you knew back then. You, one shot, he's gone.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you so much, Richard. Is there something else you want to share with the WBAI listening audience about?
Thanks for having us, and thanks for all the fans, thanks for all the listeners, and we'll be here waiting for you guys. Club Bonafide, 212 East 52nd Street, September 9 and 10. We'll be here, and we open every night anyway except Monday. Come down here, have the best cocktail in town, and we rock you, baby.
All right, Richard Bona, thank you so
thank
much
you. Thank you, bye.
Shake that thing and Ah.
Listening to the closing moments of Sugar in My Bowl. My name is Joyce Jones, and our guest for this evening was Richard Buona. What you're listening to right now is Kivu. As a matter of fact, Kivu, Kwasinga, Akalingate, and Bilongo are from Richard Buona's latest release with Mandekan Cubano. Heritage is the name of the release, and it will be available when you see Richard Buona at Club Bonafide on the 9th and 10th of this month. He will have the recordings available. Featured on the recording as part of Mandekan Cubano, Osmane Pereres on piano, Luisito Quintero on timbales, Roberto Quintero on congas and percussion, Dennis Hernandez on trumpet, Ludwig Afonso on drums, and Ray David Alejandre on trombone. Before that, we heard Oncoming Horizons. That's from our former sugar guest, Mino Senelu, and that's his debut release. There's Mino Senelu on percussion, acoustic guitar, flute, another multi-instrumentalist, and practically everything else. Richard Buona on electric bass and backing vocals on this recording, and Mitch Stein on acoustic and electric guitar. Before Oncoming Horizons, we heard Bird Over the Ocean, and that's our buddy Morley from her release Scene. She has been working on something else that should be available soon. She's been hard at work. Scene is a 2008 Polydor Records release. Morley on vocals, Richard Buona on bass, and Rocky Bryant on drums. Before that, we heard A Place in the World, Pat Metheny Group from Speaking of Now. That's a 2002 Warner Brothers Records release. Pat Metheny on acoustic and electric and synth guitars, Lyle Mays on acoustic piano and keyboards, Steve Rodby on acoustic bass, Richard Buona on vocals and percussion, Kong Vu on trumpet and vocals, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. Before that, we heard Joe Zavinu from Faces and Places. It's a 2002 ESC Records release. Joe Zavinu on keyboards, vocoder, Amit Chatterjee on vocals, Zakir Hussein on tablas, Paco Seri on drums and percussion, Etienne Mbappe on bass, Richard Buona also on bass, Dean Brown on guitar, Bobby Malik on saxophone, and Kitty Winter on background vocals on recordings. Before that, we heard Biso Baba, translated as Always Together, and that's Richard Buona's release Reverence from his 2001 Columbia Records release. Richard Buona on vocals and guitar, keyboard, bass, percussion, James A. Hines on trumpet, Michael Eugene Davis on trombone, Aaron Heck on alto and tenor saxophone, Oz Noy on wah guitar, Etienne Standwick on keyboards, Veni Kaliuta on drums. And before that, we heard our On the Bandstand segment with our associate producer, Hank Williams. Thank you for listening. La Nueva Alternativa is coming up next. We will be back on September 18th. And until then, keep listening to WBAI and check us out at Sugar, S-U-G-A, in my bowl, .org. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. Stay tuned.
Hello? Bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.